Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to kind of get back to conversation here on the Align for Life podcast. I'm Jim Mitchell, and we've got so many things happening sort of as we change seasons at St. Vider, both literally as we go from summer to fall, and figuratively as we move from different aspects of the school, whether it's athletic or fine arts, things changing from early school year to mid-school year now. And we're going to kind of take a step back and talk to Michael Leahy today from the St. Vider Counseling Department. Very important group of people at the school. We talked to various counselors throughout the years on these podcasts, and I want to kind of get an update from Michael today. So I know it's tough on a Monday, Michael, so thanks for taking the time to be with me today.
No, thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me on.
Looking forward to our conversation. And as I said, we always enjoy conversations with your group, but it's kind of a new group this year, a lot of changes. Can you kind of walk us through what the department looks like right now and who the team consists of?
Yeah, fantastic. So we have, and we're blessed to have, three new members joining our department. Andrea Bangura is our new college counselor. Rena McMahon is one of our new generalist counselors, and she oversees the end of the alphabet. We have an alphabet split here. And then we're blessed to welcome back as well Brother Rob Robertson, who was previously was a school counselor here at St. Vider, and then left for a brief period of time to help start up one of our other Viatorian schools in Las Vegas. And now we're blessed to have him back as well.
And I know that, you know, I throw this term around counseling department, and, you know, that means different things to different people because there's a lot of different things that go on there. So when I say that, when you talk about the role you and your colleagues play, what really takes place within your department?
Sure. We do. We work in a lot of different ways, and I think the best way that I use to describe kind of like what our role and what exactly our job is as school counselors is we operate in three different domains. We operate in academics, social, emotional, and college and career. And so the academic piece is certainly creating and meeting with students and creating schedules, but also helping meet individually with one-on-one with students in terms of if they're struggling on tests or quizzes, how they can test prep, you know, strategies that they can use within the classroom. Certainly, I think, encompasses that academic piece. In terms of the college and career counseling side, certainly we're blessed to have Andrea, our new college counselor, to provide that perspective to kind of handhold and walk alongside our students, particularly in their as they get into those upperclassmen years, those junior and seniors, and helping identify, you know, what life looks like after St. Vider High School, whether that's continuing on to a higher ed institution, a two-year or four-year college, or if it's going right into the career field. It's always an exciting time, and it's always something that personally I always like talking with my students as well. But I think and I think I can speak for our department, is our main drive and why we all wanted to be counselors is making sure that social and emotional piece of all of our students is met, and whether that's through individual counseling, group counseling, or the lessons that we deliver in the classroom are all valuable and integral in terms of our role as counselors.
Boy, a lot of things I want to follow up with there. And just go back to one thing you mentioned about alphabetical assignment. Is that how the students are divided up, so a student will have the same counselor all the way through their 4 years?
Correct. So each counselor has a chunk of the alphabet. So, for example, my alphabet is I have students, the last name is A through D. And for our international students, A through H. And what's nice about that is if a family perhaps has multiple students who attend St. Vider, but perhaps different years, it's nice to have one common touch point, and that way we get to work really closely and get to know those families as well as all our families really easily in a lot better way as we see students progress from freshman to senior year.
And when does the contact begin? I know we're going through the enrollment phase right now. We just had our open house. The placement exam is coming up. Once students commit to St. Vider, then do you begin conversations with them to plan for freshman year?
For sure. We always like to meet with either our transfer students or particularly our incoming students are the first group of students who we'll meet with first. But what also is all of our counselors, we all have both open door policies as well as the ability to schedule appointments online if students want to proactively meet with us in the beginning of the year. But we'll first, like I said, meet with our transfer students as well as our freshman students because we understand that that transition either into high school for the first time or transferring into a new environment can be a scary and unique experience for students. We want to see how we can best facilitate that transition, if you will.
You mentioned the social emotional component, and I think as many of us look at counseling, perhaps we overlook that, but it's just so critical when someone goes from an eighth grader to college. That gap in between is a critical time in our lives. Tell me about that. Do you meet with every student on a regular basis? Are you open for appointments? I mean, how do you make sure you're kind of keeping an eye on the students as they go through their 4 years?
Yeah, what's nice about being able to have so many generalist counselors being spread amongst our St. Bartholomew community is that every single counselor's caseload is under the American School Counseling Association's recommendation for amount of students per caseload. So in being such a tight-knit community, we're able to work really closely with both families as well as outside stakeholders to help support that student. Counselors, it's our expectation that we meet with all of our students at least once a semester for a semester check-in. But like I mentioned previously, certainly students can either be proactive in scheduling as many appointments as they need, as those perhaps any of those concerns around anxiety or whatever they may be dealing with in high school, we can help and meet with those students then. We also have open door policies too. So if a student, you know, either is in need of a counselor, they can come on in and get the help that they need there too.
Let's take a look at the academic piece, if we can, for just a minute. There's so many options for students today, and I think a lot of pressure to, you know, be in honors courses, to be in AP courses, worrying about what that's going to look like on a college application. How do you work with students to make sure that they're really getting in the right place and that not everybody has to have a load of AP classes every semester? Mm-hmm. Is that grade-based? Is it you know, just sort of their interest level? How do you determine where they should be slotted?
Sure. So we certainly, I think, approach registration and signing up for classes for the next academic year, I think, very similarly to how colleges look at students. We look at students from a holistic standpoint. You know, certainly we'll have students who wish to take, you know, every single class that starts with AP or every single class that starts with honors. But then we also realize, too, that you know, students are, particularly here at St. Vita, are really involved, you know, extracurricularly or even within their community and holding, you know, part-time employment. And so we really try to say, you know, certainly while students, I think, you know, is taking on too much, is that going to be in your best interest, not only just in terms of the college and career piece, but, you know, is a student able to handle that? And through, we've since transitioned the registration process now into a really one-on-one conversation that the counselor and the student can have. So that way, there's only two things can happen. One, that the student, A, you know, make sure that they meet the graduation requirements. But two, it's like utilizing the entire curriculum to the student's full advantage. You know, for example, if a student has expressed his interest in business, well, certainly they could, you know, go on and take a couple, maybe double down in science or in English, for example, if they wish to. But then they might miss out on the opportunity to participate in our incubator program. And so really kind of aligning towards those majors and college of interest is really one kind of guides that registration process, but two, it's also us knowing our students because of the smaller caseload that we all have as counselors. We really get to know what exactly our students can and can are capable of handling.
We're really enjoying the conversation with Michael Leahy. Today is the interim director of the counseling office at St. Vita High School. He's sharing some information with us and plenty of information on our website at stvita.com to learn more about counseling. And we'll get a few more questions in here in the next few minutes with Michael as time allows. And, of course, you mentioned Andrea being on the staff now to handle the sort of the college aspect. But, you know, for parents who are wondering, I know you – you talk about coursework and getting students ready for college. When did college process really begin? I mean, is it sort of still early in the high school career that you've got to be thinking about things that could impact college choices down the road?
I think it really, in what our curriculum kind of aligns to, is that we really begin those larger what happens after St. Vita really in a student sophomore year. And that begins first with how does a student learn, you know, are they, does it, and what kind of learning styles kind of coordinate with careers. If you feel, what I like to think about our curriculum and counseling is that it's very akin to a funnel. And when we go into the classroom beginning freshman year, we're doing some really large overseeing kind of concepts and curriculum ideas. And then as we progress towards senior, really kind of making that funnel in terms of how does a student learn, what kind of learning styles then align with those kind of careers, what kind of colleges align with that sort of career, and then ultimately making that short list of schools so that way students, you know, can save financially, they can save, but also they can save their time so that way they can really navigate that senior year so they can be the best they can be in putting their best foot forward in terms of an application.
And as we look at college, we look at academics, we look at the activities and extracurriculars, as I mentioned earlier, there's, you know, it's a lot of stress on students today and a lot of influence on them. You talked about that social emotional wellness. What are some of the things that you, that perhaps parents or even other students should keep an eye out for to recognize that either their own mental health is struggling or that of a peer that needs some attention?
Yeah, certainly if a student either noticed any sort of difference within their day-to-day, you know, lives or well-being, certainly they can come on down and have that confidential conversation with a counselor. But I think too, and what we say to students is that students are their best advocates for each other. So if a student, you know, not acknowledges saying, you know, Jimmy's been acting different, or you know, Susie's been not necessarily acting like herself, certainly coming down and talking with either with one of us as counselors. That way, we can get that friend or you know that classmate the help that they need. I think our students here at Vita are the most proactive, and certainly parents can always reach out too if they see any change in their son or daughter. Everyone is the best advocate for each other. Is the approach that I've seen, particularly here at St. Vita.
And I assume you have additional outside resources that can help families with a variety of issues if necessary.
Correct. If it's something that we can't provide within the school. Within the school day and within the school year. The unique kind of role as a school counselor is we do a lot of solution-focused and brief kind of counseling therapy, but if there was an opportunity to refer out, we certainly have a lot of community resources.
And one last thing I'd like to, you know, kind of ask, maybe a sensitive subject, but as these people develop from coming out of grade school and, as I said, working their way through high school, turning into young men and women, they need to accept responsibility and you have meetings with them. But what about parents? Should parents feel comfortable reaching out to the counselor, or is it better that the student be the advocate? How do you like to see those communications take place?
I think certainly if a parent or guardian ever has any questions about their son or daughter, they can always – I think the counselor is certainly a great first initial step. We often work very closely with our parents and guardians in support of our students, whether it be academic-based or whether it be socially, emotionally-based. So, for example, if a parent has any sort of questions about academics, like certainly we can go through the grade book with them, but also maybe loop in the teacher, for example, and have maybe a four-person meeting with the teacher, the parent, guardian, counselor, and student. And then also, too, if they're worried about the social-emotional concerns with their student, we then can provide that parent or guardian with a list of outside referrals if after a conversation that we deem that necessary.
Well, great information today from Michael Leahy, as I said, the interim director of counseling at St. Vider, and I appreciate the time, and I certainly hope we'll make some time to chat again as the school year goes on, because there's always so many questions and things that students and parents need to take a look at, and you and your team have always done a great job, so thanks for being there, Michael, and thanks to everyone for taking a little time to join us on Align for Life podcast. We will certainly look forward to other conversations regarding St. Vider High School in the days ahead. Thanks for listening.